Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is the Value Side Midday Analysis. Today, markets begin to show some downside momentum. That Chinese real estate Evergrande declares that they won't make selected debt payments. Also, Investors Business Daily shows a drop in economic optimism. And yes, there are a lot of job openings. All that coming right up. Well, markets have turned decidedly down this morning, with some serious deterioration in the breadth. That's the number of stocks declining versus the numbers going up. Right now, by a better than 2-to-1 margin, declining stocks outweigh rising stocks. This indicates that there is some momentum here, although it is way too early to declare any reversal of the overall bull trend. We're also seeing some deterioration in the market leaders, with fractional losses in Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, and better than a 1% decline in both Apple and Facebook. Now, the headlines up and down the web are currently pointing to the 250,000 increase in job openings. And while that's certainly a negative, I don't think that most professional managers and traders are focused on that particular report. The number one trend right now, I believe, is the continuing troubles over in China with real estate developer Evergrande. Bloomberg has just reported that Evergrande has decided to skip 2 interest payments to a couple of their bank lenders. Both payments would come due on the 21st of this month. Now, this is never a step that any firm would take lightly. It's a very big deal, and it means, frankly, that Evergreen simply doesn't have the cash flow to meet these payments. And from here, the next question is whether this issue is isolated with just Evergrande, or is a problem throughout the highly leveraged Chinese real estate sector. Now, likely we won't know the answer to that for several days or weeks, but it's not looking good. What we do know right now is that China's second largest real estate firm is in trouble. And if Bloomberg is correct, Evergrande will likely miss 2 interest payments due in less than 2 weeks. Look for this story to overhang the market for at least the next couple of weeks then. We'll continue to follow this closely. Now, the other story which is receiving absolutely no attention is the dramatic drop in the Investor Business Daily Survey of Economic Optimism. Now, I admit that these kinds of surveys can be considered feel-good indicators, but as our friends in behavioral economics point out, attitude can have a lot to do with the future course of any financial market. And after this long bull run, it's a good time to pay special attention to these kinds of indicators. This is the first one so far this month. Now, today, the IBD indicator fell over 5 points from an optimistic level to a point I'd call marginally pessimistic. Today's level stands at 48.5 on a 100-point scale. Let's continue to watch these investor and business outlook indicators closely, as we need to see an upbeat consumer to continue this recovery. So to sum up, American equity markets currently all down, with the NASDAQ leading the way with a 1% decline. Bonds are mixed, with precious metals also on the downside. About the only bright spot in the commodity space so far is oil, on the report that Hurricane Ida did much more damage to the Gulf of Mexico production than we previously thought. Reduced supply means higher prices. Finally, a complete reversal from those early morning prices, cryptos are currently nearly unchanged, with Bitcoin down just a fraction and Ethereum a fraction higher. And that brings you up to date on the midday trading. Stay tuned for our comments on Japan's economy. Well, this is a year of economic recovery, a time when nations around the world have seen their businesses and industrial sectors struggle to come back to the economic devastation that was 2020. For analysts and economists, it's been a difficult time to ascertain just how well each recovery is doing. Just look at last week's job report for the United States. Analysts expected America to have added 750,000 new jobs. In fact, only about 250,000 were added, a miss of 500,000 new jobs. It was a real blow to the sentiment on Wall Street, and you still are hearing traders and investors talking about the, quote, weak jobs market. Well, a similar event happened last night, as once again the analysts were caught flat-footed. Only this time, it was a very, very positive turn of events. In a report released overnight, Japan reported that their gross domestic product, the most comprehensive measure of any country's economy, grew at an annual rate of 1.9%. And what makes this so exceptional is how far wrong the economic projections were going into the release. Expectations were that Japan was in the midst of a major recession, with the economy declining at more than 4%. This would have made this one of the worst periods for their economy for some time, and putting Japan right back in the doldrums that they fought last year. And in fact, the economy was considered to be so bad that this was a major reason that Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga was forced from office just last week. New elections scheduled shortly. No doubt Suga must wish that the economic report could have been released before that vote of no confidence. In any event, the overall report on the economy shows a dramatic uptick in business spending and a desire on the part of the Japanese business community to return to normal. You see, there's a very big difference between an economic environment where the economy is growing, albeit slowly, than an economy which is shrinking. During a recession, there simply isn't enough cash flow to maintain businesses. Less money flowing through the system means that workers have to be laid off, shops closed, and in the worst case, businesses must declare bankruptcy. And all that appeared to be in Japan's future. But instead, today is a brand new day for Japan. The country is doing better than anyone could have thought. This should help promote a new round of business confidence. Combine this with a new prime minister and the promise of substantial government stimulus, and things are looking better and better for Japan. And that's the value side for Wednesday, September 8. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying for the victims in Afghanistan and Hurricane Ida.